Let's say a few words about Margie Hudson, Margiehudson. This is a 73-year-old. Margie Hudson is a 72-year-old woman currently on hospice with history of mixed systolic and diastolic congestive heart failure associated with pedal edema, shortness of breath with rest and with activity, period. She has refused oxygen since the last visit, period. She's also using her nebulizer on a regular basis, period. She gets very short of breath with any type of activity, period. She continues to smoke. She uses her nebulizer at least 4 times a day. Patient's family, who's present today, Willie and Jessica, son and daughter-in-law, are asking for a walker, a wheelchair, and a shower chair, period. She also suffers from COPD, hyperlipidemia, peripheral vascular disease, hypertension, chronic shortness of breath. Her LMAC is 21 centimeter. KPS is 40%. Blood sugar is controlled at home. Patient's family states that if the oxygen was available, she might use that in the future, but she's always refused using oxygen. Her O2 sat's hovering around 92%, but she becomes very short of breath and it drops with activity. Her heart rate is at 104 today, period. She belongs to the New York Heart Association Class 4. She's eating 40%. Oh, KPS is 40%, eating 30% of her meals. Patient's family feels like she doesn't want to use oxygen because she wants to continue to smoke. She's also having issues with eating only 30 to 40% of her meals. As I mentioned, with decreased sleep and increased symptoms of anxiety that needs to be further addressed. We'll discuss this with the medical director, a copy of my today's notes. Thank you.